From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we are awaiting the NBA announcement, 2 p.m. East Coast time today, regarding L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling and the racist remarks said to be his. Remarks that are already sending advertisers fleeing. CarMax, State Farm Insurance, Kia Motors America, and Virgin America Airlines. The list is growing. The Wall Street Journal's Jason Bellini is here. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Robin.
And it's being reported that the NBA will either fine, suspend, or expel Donald Sterling. They're obviously watching what's happening on the advertising front. But from a business angle, what kind of money are we talking about here?
Well, the estimates that we've been reporting here at the Wall Street Journal are that it's in the tens of millions of dollars in damage to the Clippers and the NBA. And that is in the form of lost sponsorships, lost advertisers on television. And then, you know, there's speculation about how this will impact ticket sales. But that's really hard to estimate at this point because it also depends so much on what actions first-year NBA commissioner Adam Silver decides to take.
Yeah.
I mean, right now they're bleeding heavily. So is he going to apply a tourniquet or a Band-Aid?
Yeah. And there's also a controversy of people wondering how they should respond. Should they boycott the Clippers? But Coach Doc Rivers is saying, wait a second, that's only going to hurt the players, you know, who are the victims here. So it's all tough. But tonight they take on the Golden State Warriors, game five of their playoffs. This is the first home game since this controversy. Will these advertisers pulling out, will the lack of sponsorship be visible either there or at home?
It's an interesting question because some of these advertisers have said, yes, we want our logos, we want anything that associates us with the team to be removed immediately. For example, Amtrak, they've been a sponsor of the Clippers until a few weeks ago, and they said, quote, they're working diligently to remove all sponsorship assets that remain in the market. Kia says they're working with their media buying agency and the networks to pull ads off of national and local games, and it was also removing its in-arena ads. We'll see if they manage to do all of that before tonight's game. So there's probably a lot of action happening right now.
Right.
Inside of the arena.
It's kind of like paint the roses red, you know, change it while they can. But your paper is reporting that Turner Broadcasting, Prime Ticket, these are some of the services that carry games. They may move TV ads to other games so that they don't lose money. But what about deals directly with some of these terrific LA Clipper players?
Well, so far, the players themselves have not been directly hit in terms of their sponsorship. Red Bull, for example, says they are going to continue to support their athlete, Blake Griffin, and his teammates and his coaching staff. State Farm has also said that they've got a great relationship with player Chris Paul, and they're going to continue supporting him. So, and as well as a charitable organization called Born to Assist that he's involved with. So at the moment, this is really isolated to the owner and his ownership stakes in trying to target him with their concerns about his alleged remarks.
Well, and Donald Sterling has been the owner of the Clippers since 1981. And at that time, he bought the team for $12 million. What is it valued at today?
Today, the team is now valued around $700 million or more. And this is according to several people who are familiar with the economics of the team and the league that the Wall Street Journal spoke with. So, I mean, this is a team that, you know, until just a few years ago, was not a very promising one. No franchise that's existed since 2000 has had a worse all-time winning percentage than that of the Clippers. So this comes at a horrible time for Sterling because his team is on top. You know, this year it's ranked 7th out of 30 NBA teams, and the Clippers have sold out 137 home games in a row.
Well, and let's see if he has cut them out at the knees with his comments. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal. As we await the NBA's announcement in just 20 minutes or so at 2 o'clock East Coast time. Jason, thanks so much.
Should be interesting. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Here and Now.